This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm David Castleman. A school in Grand Traverse County has been working to turn things around. Blair Elementary School is a lower performing school with a number of challenges. Last fall, IPR reported that the school had significantly improved reading scores. Today we look at how the school is tackling behavioral issues. IPR's Morgan Springer has more.
The goal at Blair Elementary School is this. Rather than just punishing disruptive students, teachers collaborate with them to solve the underlying problems. The school is using a model. It's called Collaborative and Proactive Solutions, and child psychologist Dr. Ross Green has been developing it since the 90s. That's when his book, The Explosive Child, was published. The model's main philosophy is, kids do well if they can.
Which is the belief that if this kid could do well, he would do well, and that if he's not doing well, something must be getting in his way.
That's Dr. Green.
And the research that has accumulated over the last 40 to 50 years tells us what's getting in the kid's way. He's lacking skills, not motivation.
We'll talk about important later. Ben?
Inside.
Yes.
Ben Anderson is in fifth grade at Blair Elementary School. That's Ben singing, "I'm a Cowboy," while his teacher, Sam Walter, is trying to teach a language arts lesson. This is their second year together.
Ben was a student that I had last year that was very challenging, very impulsive. So a lot of taking a moment to think about what his actions were, or what the results of those actions were. So
Ben loves sports. His dream is to be a Super Bowl champion or a World Series champion or Stanley Cup winner. But when it comes to school, Ben says he has trouble focusing on a number of subjects.
Math, Spanish, reading. I suck at most of those things. I'm not good at it. I can't focus in them.
And what do you think about school?
I don't like it very much. I don't like to learn. I think it's just a big waste of time.
School is tough for Ben. It's hard. It's a lot of work. I believe he's very capable.
Dr. Green says when kids are lacking skills, they communicate that in a lot of different ways. It could be like Ben, by disrupting class, or it could be by screaming, swearing, hitting, kicking, or biting.
It's the signal. It's the fever. I'm stuck. I'm having difficulty meeting an expectation.
The key is for teachers to focus less on that behavior and more on the reason for it, lagging skills. Green advocates teachers and students problem solve how to fix those lagging skills together. And that's what Mr. Walter has been doing with Ben almost every week since September.
So Ben, I've been noticing that you have been having some difficulty at recess time with keeping your hands and being safe. What's up with that?
Usually it's me and my friends, we're just playing around, we're playing tackling and stuff.
Ben is eating a donut stick Mr. Walter brought him.
Let's say that I tackle you, and I tackle you a little extra hard. What's going on in your mind then?
I'm going to want to punch you in the face.
And why is that your reaction?
Because it gets me frustrated.
Mr. Walter asks Ben, what does frustrated mean? Ben says, mad, like he doesn't like it.
I just can't control myself.
Okay. What does it feel like when you can't control yourself?
Oh, wild, weird, cuckoo.
They talk like this for a while. Mr. Walter tells Ben his biggest concern is safety, Ben's and the other kids.
So let's talk a little bit about what we can do. Solutions to the problem of being physical and not taking that moment to think about things at recess, right? So any ideas what we can do to help with that problem?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. What do you got for me?
Stop being physical.
Okay. So you can just stop? That's a choice? You can just totally stop, you think?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. No concerns about that? So
Mr. Walter tells Ben he's worried that's not realistic, and Ben agrees. So they move on to brainstorming other, more realistic solutions and settle on a few.
When you get really, really frustrated, what are the three things you're going to try?
Walk away.
Yeah.
Talk to you. Mm-hmm. Get a teacher.
Okay. You think you can do those today?
Yeah.
Okay, and then next week we'll talk about kind of how that went?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good, bud.
Remember collaborative and proactive solutions' main philosophy? Kids do well if they can. Dr. Ross Green says the philosophy of behavioral modification, the kind of status quo approach to disruptive behavior, is different.
Which is the belief that if this kid isn't doing well, it's because he doesn't want to do well. And all that leads us to do is make kids want to do well, which is usually accomplished with rewards and punishments.
Green says rewards and punishments aren't as successful because they don't solve the root problem. He trained Sam Walther and a few other educators at Blair Elementary School.
And Dr. Green's one comment really stuck with me was that suspended kids don't change behavior. So you suspend a kid and they come back and they're exactly the same. And that really resonated with me, like, wow, yeah, we need to do something else than just send them home.
A number of studies on collaborative and proactive solutions from around the world show Green's approach works and works well. Right now, Blair Elementary School is in their first year and using the model with around 10 students.
For the students that we have selected, the core students we're working with right now, we've seen huge changes in those students.
That includes Mr. Walter's fifth grader, Ben.
Okay. You start.
I start?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Ben, last time we were together...
It's the following Thursday. Ben's again munching on a donut stick while he talks with Mr. Walter about recess. Mr. Walter says Ben gets physical at recess about once a week, but, he says, this past week, that didn't happen.
How's that been going?
Good.
Good? What's changed for you, do you think?
Keeping to my hands to myself.
Yeah? How have you been doing that?
Like, if someone messes with me, I just chase them and then stop if they get far enough.
Oh, okay. So you just kind of chase them away, but you're not putting your hands on them?
Mm-mm.
What's going through your mind, like, now that when that happens?
Punch them in the face.
That's still going through your mind?
Yeah.
But how are you able to stop yourself then?
Just chase them and stop.
Just chase them and stop. Okay. Do you feel like this is still a difficulty for you? Or do you feel like you've got this under control?
I think I got both.
You think it's still kind of a difficulty and under control? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why do you think it's still a difficulty?
Because I chase them. I feel like I'm going to tackle them.
Oh, okay. So you still want to kind of get them.
Yeah.
But you're not quite doing that. Okay. Is there any other difficulties you're like worrying about?
They continue like this, eventually moving on to talk about music class. In 2014, Blair Elementary School began using some of the model's main ideas. By the next fall, discipline referrals dropped by over 70%. The school is now in its first year of formally implementing the model, and teachers like Mr. Walther are training other teachers at Blair to use it with their own students. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.